I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The U.S. long held the dubious title, but now China's confirming it's joined the U.S. as the world's top emitter of greenhouse gases, and many think it's already surpassed the U.S. in emissions. That's partly due to China's reliance on coal. The country's trying to become 20% more energy efficient in 5 years, but so far it's behind schedule. The world's Mary Kay Magstead visited China's least energy efficient province, Ningxia.
Ningxia is a land of mountains and desert. It's one of the poorest provinces in China. But it has some of the country's richest and least developed coal reserves, and it has big plans to develop them. There's certainly a market. China gets about two-thirds of its energy from coal and uses more coal than the United States, India, and Russia combined. This video plays in the exhibition hall of a new industrial zone outside the provincial capital, in the middle of the desert. Outside, the towers of coal-fueled power plants belch gray smoke. Inside, the video tells of how this industrial zone is using resources responsibly, recycling waste, and using the most modern new equipment. Ding Ning is a senior manager of a factory here that makes methanol fuel from coal. He says the factory is recycling wastewater, coal gas, and coal dust, even making bricks from it. He says it's using advanced U.S. equipment and plans to adopt clean coal technology. But when I press him on how energy efficient the factory is compared with other methanol factories, he says all this recycling equipment means his factory actually uses 25% more energy to create the same amount of methanol. So, while this factory is doing some things right, it's not helping Ningxia meet China's target of becoming 20% more energy efficient within 5 years. The State Council, China's cabinet, has reprimanded Ningxia for being at the bottom of the list in making progress on improving energy efficiency. But blaming Ningxia is a little unfair, says Yang Fuqiang, the Beijing-based vice president of the Energy Foundation's Sustainable Energy Program.
You have to say which provinces have a more potential to save energy based on their technology, based on their economy, based on their capacity to do so. For Ningxia is a non-developed area, we have to give them lower targets.
Part of the problem is that Ningxia's recent efforts at economic development have focused on energy-intensive industrial sectors, producing aluminum, coal, and coal-related products. But even then, Ningxia uses less than 1% of China's total energy, so the relative impact of its energy inefficiency remains small. Professor Wang Yiming of Ningxia University's Resources and Environment School says that doesn't let Ningxia off the hook.
Ningxia is infamous for being energy inefficient and using too much water. We want to change that image. Everyone is looking to see if we meet our target for improving energy efficiency. It doesn't matter that we're so small. If we don't meet our target, what will the other provinces think?
A more pointed question might be, what will the Ningxia governor think? Like many other provincial governors, he has made a pledge to resign if his province doesn't meet its target of improving energy efficiency by 2010. The clock is ticking, China as a whole is behind schedule, and Ningxia in particular has a lot of catching up to do. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Yinchuan, Ningxia, China.